fishermen voiced their opposition at a community meeting in St. Bernard Monday. According to the Times-Picayune, one fisherman compared the fishery displacement to the 19th century federally enforced relocation of American Indians. In their public testimony, fishermen cited two existing diversions at Carnarvon Pass and Davis Pond, which displaced oyster beds. Local scientists tried to assure fishermen that those diversions are different than the planned ones. The new diversions will move more sediment than water. But man-made diversions may not work like the natural ones. Other research shows that sediment diversions might destroy land rather than rebuild it as intended because it may overfeed marshes with more nutrients than the ecosystem can healthily survive in. Kelly Connolly, WRKF News.